The Raiders continuing to reach out to the team's young fans with the launch of a new campaign, Show Your Raiders School Spirit. From now until September 30th, schools grades kindergarten through high school encouraged to show their passion for the silver and black by planning and participating in unique Raider-themed events like pep rallies. And one school will be chosen as the winner of the Show Your Raiders School Spirit contest and will receive a visit from our next guest, Oakland Raiders head coach Hugh Jackson, joining us now on the Rise Guys Show. Oakland Raiders head coach Hugh Jackson. How does that sound, coach?
That sounds awesome. But what sounds even better is that Show Your Raiders School Spirit, because that means there's going to be some people doing some very creative things.
How do you feel about your draft so far? Obviously, it's so hard to tell until you see players and see how they're going to work out. But how excited are you about the new players you drafted?
I am so excited about the players that we put on our team. And about the direction and where we're headed. I know, everybody gives you all these grades, and all these things. It's really funny because none of those guys get an opportunity to go to the workouts or sit in the meetings and evaluate all the different tape that we do and make the decisions that we do. And I think our draft grade should be an A.
That'll boy, coach. I was struck by the fact that after maybe the first couple of picks, you drafted a fast group of guys. I mean, you have sprint-quality players, and if you put them together with some of the speed already on the team, it looks like you'll be able to coach some guys to go where you want them to go quickly.
There's no question. I mean, I always say here at the Raiders, we don't run from speed. We run to it if they can play. And I think that's the number one thing. We took a bunch of guys, and there's no question that can run, but they're really, really good football players.
Mm-hmm. Coach, how about the challenges? I know there's only so much you can say about the labor issues, but the challenges of taking over a program when everything's in limbo. How difficult does the lockout make your job as you're trying to get ready for the season?
Oh, as you get closer to the season, it is challenging. I mean, I'm not gonna tell you that it's not, because, boy, one minute I thought we were going to have them here, and then we didn't have them here, and then, oh, well, maybe we'll have them again, and then you don't have them. So, yeah, that's a challenge, but the beautiful part is everybody's having the same challenge. So I don't think anybody's getting the upper hand as we move forward here. I don't think there's any competitive advantage that anyone's getting. I know there are some teams that are starting to truly just go work out on their own. But obviously that's still a lot different than working out at your facility with your coaches, watching videotape, meeting, and just grinding together. And hopefully someday soon we'll get opportunity to do that.
Coach, you've served as assistant under some illustrious names, Marty Schottenheimer, Steve Spurrier, Marvin Lewis, and some more too. What have you taken from them? Which one more directly impacts the way you coach?
You know what? All of them have. You know, what I tried to do is take a little bit of every last one of those guys you mentioned. Obviously, Marty Schottenheimer truly taught me the essence of being very physical and tough and what you have to do to run the ball in the National Football League. And obviously, being around Marvin Lewis and some of the great defenses that he had in Baltimore, you really know how your defense has to play and the mentality that you have to play defense. And I also had a chance, obviously, to be around Steve Spurrier, even though I know that didn't last very long, but just his appreciation for the passing game and how to truly throw the ball down the field and truly understand what that was about. And then being with John Harbaugh in Baltimore, watching him become a first-time head coach and really setting the tempo for the organization. And that team has been in the playoffs the last 3 years, and I hope to duplicate some of those men that we just talked about.
Coach, you got after some offensive linemen early in the draft. Is that part of it? And certainly you've had an up-close look at this offense now. That's part of your primary concern going forward, protect your quarterback, be able to run the ball a little bit better?
Absolutely. Well, I just want to make sure that our whole football team becomes a little bit more physical than what we've been. I think we are growing in that area. But this is a tough sport for tough people. And I think the Raiders, when they were great, they kind of grinded on people. They kind of grinded them down and beat them. And that's what we're truly all about, and that's what we need to do on top of protecting our quarterback.
Raider head coach Hugh Jackson, our guest here. And, Coach, how pleased were you with Jason Campbell, the progress he made during the season last year, and also the strides you made offensively last year?
Well, I was really excited, for Jason, because obviously things didn't start out as well as we wanted it to. But as I've said before, it takes a little time sometimes. And we need to address some of the issues we're addressing now. We need to get better in our offensive line, and I think we're doing that. And then he came on and finished the season extremely strong. I think he truly understands his environment here. He has a very good relationship with the players here because he is the face of our organization, and he has to lead this organization. And I was very happy that the offense was able to go from 31st to 10th. I mean, I know that's a huge jump, but there's very talented players here. It wasn't like I came in and sprinkled magic. What I just tried to do is create an environment so these players could be all they could be. And I think we got to do that throughout our football team, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, is showcase our players' talents and abilities and give them opportunity to shine. And I think if we can do that, I think we're headed in the right direction.
Coach, it looks like your coaching career has come full circle. My information says you started at UOP as a graduate assistant way back in 1987, then you went to Fullerton, and then, Coach, you left and went to London for a year. What was that all about?
That was fun. You know, you gotta go out and kind of see the world a little bit. So I took a job at the time, which was the World League, with the London Monarchs. Larry Kennan was the head coach, and what a great experience there, because we won the World's Championship. It was the first year in the league. We won the World Bowl, which it was called. I lived in London, played in Wembley Stadium. So that was a terrific experience for me. And then you just keep going from there, and it's led me to what I think is my dream job, which is being the head coach here of the Raiders.
Wow, so you worked with Stan Gelbaugh. Wasn't he the quarterback of that club, Coach?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. You won a title with Gelbaugh? Nicely done, Coach.
Come on, now, we can win a title with Gelbaugh, God dang, we can win one with anyone.
Hey, Coach, it's funny how fans, you know, we thirst for any information. The schedule comes out. We pore over the schedule. I wanted to ask if anything jumps out at you with the schedule. But also, being a coach of the Raiders in the AFC West, I mean, no matter what schedule, no matter what the schedule says, you know that you got six games in the division no matter what it says, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have six games within our division. Last year, we kind of set the tempo in our division on what we hope to become in this division year in and year out. There are some good teams there with San Diego Chargers, the Denver Broncos, and obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. The schedule this year is fantastic. I mean, we open Monday Night Football in Denver, so it's a division game, you know, and it's a game that we look forward to playing. I mean, we have something to prove on Monday night. We haven't done that great in the past, and I expect our football players to be ready to go. And then obviously we go to Buffalo. And, boy, they just drafted a big defensive tackle that we're going to have to deal with down there. And then we come home for two games, and I'm very, very excited about it, as I am about them all. But when you get a chance to come home and play the Rex Ryan-led Jets here in our stadium and then follow that up with the Tom Brady New England Patriots, does it get any better than that? You know? And if we're going to be what I hope our team's going to become, those are the games we want to play in.
Absolutely. Coach, you took – For the third straight year, the Raiders took the fastest man at the NFL Combine. And I know combine times are not football game times. DeMarcus Van Dyke, he's a cornerback. Does he come in immediately to compete for a job, or is he a project?
There's not a player here that we drafted that's not going to come in and compete for a job. That's why we have him on our football team. Now, obviously, as you get to the later rounds, you know, there's some guys that you take what people would say flyers on, but they got to still have the characteristics that you're looking for a guy to compete. But this young man, no, he wasn't drafted as a project. This young man can play football. I know there's been so many things mentioned about, well, he didn't start but only three games. He lost his starting job. But when you look on videotape, number one, he plays as much as all the other starters. Number two, he can cover like you wouldn't believe. Obviously, we all know he can run. He's tough, he's tenacious, and he's tall, and he has long arms. Mm-hmm. What he needs to do is learn to play the pro game just like every rookie across the league. When they first come into this league, he's got to learn to play the pro game the way you have to play it. But he has all of the skill set that you're looking for. And plus, I got the okay from Rod Woodson. I got the okay from my Hall of Fame corner that said, Hugh, this is the guy that I want to coach. And when I got a chance to watch the videotape, I concluded the same thing.
Mm-hmm. We have a question for you, Coach, on the text line at 44-11-40. And speaking of coverage, how badly would Coach love to have Nnamdi back, and how optimistic is he that Nnamdi will return?
Well, again, that's one of those subjects that I can't talk a ton about.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I'd love to have every free agent player that's out there for the Raiders back here.
Mm-hmm.
because we were leaving a real good nucleus of football players from last season that I think if we can combine them with where we are this year, we got a chance to be something special. And obviously he's a part of that. And I'd be crazy if I told you I wouldn't love to have him back. I mean, but sometimes, as you guys know, whether it be financial reasons or other different reasons, that sometimes you have to make some tough decisions.
Yeah.
But he is a true, true Raider. That's all he's ever known. I think he loves the silver and black. Man, there's no question. I know he would love to be back here.
Coach, you probably can't talk about this, but Stan Gelbaugh's a free agent.
I got Jason Campbell. I can't take Stan right now.
That's what I was going to say, Coach. I think Jason just called, and he didn't know you worked with Gelbaugh. So tell us a little bit about Jason Campbell going into the season.
Well, Jason is he's a guy that comes to work early and stays late, really loves all the different situations that happen with football, how you have to plan, how you have to study, how you have to lead. I think he's going to truly be the leader of this football team this year, because I think he really understands that we need that. We need him to take the next jump in order for our organization to go where we know we need to go. And I think he's looked behind him and seen that when this team has been very successful, the quarterback here has played great. You know, the Rich Gannons, the Ken Stablers, the Jim Plunkets. I mean, it goes on and on and on when the Raiders have been really good. That position has functioned in a championship capacity, and he has that in him. There's no question, and we're going to create an environment for him to have a fantastic season.
Coach, was your not every NFL head coach set out to become a head coach. Not that a lot of guys wouldn't like to be a head coach, but it's not always in someone's, you know, game plan of their career. Did right. this come to you, or is this something you always had in mind?
I've always coveted this, and you'll laugh when I tell you this. This is the place I wanted to do it at, and I wanted to do it here because I think a lot of people across the league don't think that it can be done, number one, and I love a challenge. Number two, I think this is one of the greatest organizations in football and has been, and obviously we've fallen short. And to be able to put something back where it belongs is truly a challenge, and that's truly what life's all about. You know, you want to face those challenges all the time and conquer them. And I think I have the right coaching staff. I think we'll have the right players. There's no question that we have the right ownership and leadership, and now it's just a matter of going out every day and competing the way the Raiders know how to compete.
Show Your Raiders School Spirit is a contest to give students a chance to win a visit by Raiders head coach Hugh Jackson. For info, www.raidersforkids.com. Coach, thanks very much. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you guys so much, Sue. Great to talk to you.